What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to New Heights. I'm Jason.
I'm Trav.
And this is the number one podcast in the world. We're brothers. We're feeling a little Southern today.
We're football players. We're ballers, man. Jace, good
we
to see you.
We ball for life, bro. Ball is life. Football is life.
It's good to see you, Jace. Looking well. How's the fam?
Fam is good. Trav, I don't even feel like I need to ask because I see you everywhere, bro. How you doing?
Feeling good, feeling good.
Life's you ready to
good,
rock
man.
The stage? You
I'm ready to rock the stage? Rock the stage at Arrowhead. I got my girl. I mean, we lost this weekend, but she's here. Hey, Tay. She's here in Kansas City.
We won. Eagles 7-1. Jalen Hurts fly. Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles fly. I'm still me, you know? I'm still me.
But Jason does sing. I heard your Christmas album's dropping.
Yeah, bro, I can't wait. You know, proceeds going back to the community. Love my community. Fly, Eagles fly. And I love to sing, you know? Just because you're not good at something doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Well, you know who else is on the album, my man?
Who?
Me.
Are you?
Yeah, I was listening to their podcast this morning. Travis, I just want to say Travis is on the album. The team came to Kansas City to record it with him. And I think Taylor's going to be on it because she loves the Eagles and she'll want to give back to the community. That's my call.
An amazing call.
Thank you.
I literally can't talk in this beard. I cannot talk in this beard. It's so fucking itchy and sweaty. I'm dying.
I can't talk in this mustache. When we get into the show, we will take off our facial hair. But for now, we got to rock the stage, bro.
We got to rock the stage at Arrowhead this weekend. At Lincoln Financial this weekend. It doesn't roll off the tongue the same.
It doesn't have that flow, that Kilatra flow.
Now, today's episode is Toast a Weekend. Toast a Weekend? What's it called? Toast a Ween. And it's a very special episode. It's kind of like a collab, New Heights X the Toast, you know. But we're not really an interview-based show. However, today we make an exception because we've got an extremely special guest here on New Heights today.
Who you got, you know, bro?
You know her. We love her. People call her Donna, but we call her Mama Kelsey. Everybody in the room, I want a round of applause for today's guest. It's Donna Kelsey!
Hey, Mama! Woo!
Oh, my sons!
Mama, oh. I missed you!
Oh, Travis, you look so good! Mama, oh, I you love look- your mustache!
Mom's in a building, Donna!
Mama, you look beautiful! I miss you, Mama!
Oh, I miss you, Trav. I love the way you've parted your hair. Oh, Trav, you're looking so fly.
Thanks, Mama, just like you taught me back in the day.
Oh, Trav. Oh, hello, Jason. Oh, your butt is mighty bony. You're losing weight too quickly, Jason.
You know, it's that Eagles diet. Fly, Eagle, fly, Ma. Ma, I know you get asked a lot, but now that, you know, you're on our podcast, we want the exclusive. What's it like having two kids in the NFL? And let's be real, who do you like better? Maybe the one who gave you grandbabies?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. Oh, I don't really care who gives me the grandbabies. I care who gives me the home. Who's paying up for me house?
What?
Who's paying up for me house?
But Ma, Ben's? Ma, Ma. Hey, Ma, but I brought you Taylor, Ma. You love me now, Ma?
Oh, I don't know who this Taylor woman could be. Who is she?
My
I
queen,
know nothing
my
of her.
My lady, my love.
Ma, you met her at the game. Ma, we got to put you in a home already?
Oh, Trailer Swift. Oh, Trailer. I don't know her. I don't know her. But I know her and I love her. But I don't know her.
It's okay, Ma. It's okay. It's a lot to keep going. You know, got multiple games, multiple cities, multiple boys. It's a lot, Ma.
Oh, it's mighty hard being Donna.
Donna Doubtfire has joined us on the podcast today.
It's now, mighty hard being Donna Doubtfire.
Ma, Trav and I want to know, like, you know, your whole life has changed. You're a celeb. How's it feel, Ma?
How's it feel, Ma? It feels great.
Oh, I be getting that Bud Light money. Oh, it's good. The sponsorships are through the roof. We are paying for school. Oh, it's great.
Who's in school?
Oh, I send all the children I meet to school. I have 9 of them that I've sent to elementary, middle, and high school. Oh, we bake on the weekends. Oh, we listen to Taylor Swift.
Ma,
I'm raising more kids than you know.
Ma.
You're not my only kids.
Ma, you got some cookies for me? I need your cookies, Ma.
Oh, I did bring you some cookies. Oh, you see, freshly baked in this Rubbermaid. Is that another sponsorship? This is brought to you by Rubbermaid.
Ma, this
is my new $1 million sponsorship.
Ma, what kind of cookies are those?
Oh, they're black and white cookies. Oh, they're very good. Let me show you one.
Ma, I think you need to go to the dentist. Your breath stinks.
Hey, don't talk to Ma like that.
Oh, Jason, you are always an ass. Oh, you've been an ass for a long time.
So Ma, am I your favorite?
Oh, yes, Travis. Oh, yes, you have that bushy brow, that clean hair. You're looking like a news reporter. Oh, Trav, you look so good.
Oh, Ma, I just want to make you proud, Ma. Just want to make you proud.
Oh, you make me proud every weekend scoring those touchdowns, unlike Jason, who's scoring nothing.
Jason scores nothing.
Maybe if you had less kids, you'd score more touchdowns. Oh, my, Jason. Jason.
Oh, my, Jason.
Okay, you're my favorite.
Ma.
Jason gives me things Travis can't give me through Zoom.
Ma, you coming to Kansas soon?
Oh, yes, I'm coming to Kansas. Oh, I hear they have a delicious spread. Oh, the brisket in Kansas.
It's not like your brisket, Ma.
No, it's not. Oh, no, Trav.
Trav, what happened to your mustache? Wait, why am I Jamaican? Trav, what happened to your mustache, bro?
Listen, bro, I'm trying on a new look. My barber's got me all mixed up.
Oh no,
she's mixed. He's mixed up.
Oh, no. Oh, I think, my hair's caught in my lip.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, Ben in this look is everything. He walked here. I'm vlogging today. He walked here in full clothing.
And wig.
No wig.
Makeup.
No wig, so he really just looked like a very stylish feminine woman. And honestly, he was also carrying my purse for me, which is like a neutral, which really went with his outfit. We were literally cackling in the street.
That is so funny. Ma, you look amazing.
Cackling.
You look amazing, Ma.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.
Ma, thanks for being here. We love you. We know you're busy. And we'll see you in Philadelphia this weekend, bro.
Go, Eagles, go. I mean, fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Eagles, go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yay, give it up for Donna
thank
Kelsey.
You, thank you. Oh,
Ma,
thank you.
I love you, Ma.
Oh, love you, Trev.
Oh, by the way, if we were Watch Weapons Live and we had a drinking game, it would be like, take a shot every time Ben says, Oh, you took your mustache off? I'm so jealous. My beard is like underneath my wig. I don't think I can. Oh.
A little release.
Oh, my God.
It's a good look for you, though.
No, the thing is, the way if I had short hair and a beard and I literally didn't need to put makeup on my entire face and like literally or do my hair, today was a real exercise in how much easier men have it.
I mean, isn't that the truth?
Ugh. We've got a great show. It's Toast-a-ween 2023. We had a very special A-list guest. Donna Kelsey was in the building. And it's going to be a
Speaking
great day.
Speaking of
A-list,
I got my girl here, Taylor. Taylor's rocking the basement.
Where?
I'm trying. I'm being subtle.
Low key. Yeah, yeah. That's for the best.
I'm sure everyone saw her on her plane. Yeah, my girl's got a plane.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, my girl gave me 3 grandbabies. No, not grandbabies. My girl gave me three of the loves of my life.
That's beautiful. I love. How are my nieces doing?
Oh, you know, Kylie and the other girls. One whose names I don't know.
Kylie's your wife, bro.
Oh, shit. Wyatt. And Tate and Sarah. They're doing good, bro. They're doing real good. Thanks for asking.
I miss them. Tell them Uncle Trav loves them.
I'll tell them, baby girl, Uncle Trav, he loves you.
Uncle Trav, he loves you.
Uncle Trav has got a big heart full of love.
Oh, I've got so much love to give.
Do you think the kids have met Taylor?
I don't know if it's worked out yet, but I'm sure that it's going to happen.
By the way, my Jason Kelsey is also giving Paul Nassif. Like,
you're always giving Paul Nassif.
Maybe I am Paul Nassif. Like, yeah. That's the answer.
No, and I'm always giving Prince Harry because I'm just Prince Harry.
Right. Like, once you put that costume on, you were it left an indelible mark.
Yeah, for sure. I think Trav and Prince Harry are kind of similar.
I think so, too. Like, a little thirsty.
Yeah. Trav is just, like, more overt. Like, he doesn't have to pretend to be someone he's not.
I could see that, I guess.
Just Harry has to, you know, be buttoned up. But he wants to let loose. He's in Hollywood, baby.
Right. I thought he would actually let loose more. Now that he's in Hollywood.
Letting loose takes time.
Yeah. I also love sitting like a man. On the podcast today, I'm sitting like a man. Like,
I know, but being character.
It feels so good.
It's like, so weird to wear shorts.
Yeah, I'm wearing like basketball shorts. Like, Under Armour. It's my sponsor, bro.
Oh, yeah, same, bro.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly from the Huns and to the stay. E-A-G-L-E-S. I forget how that song goes. They got a good song over there.
Yeah, and what do we have? The chomp?
Oh, I don't know. Is that what
you have? We have like the arrowhead chomp.
Thank God we've been spending the last couple of weeks watching a lot of football in preparation for this. It's been research and development.
It's so true. We barely had to do it. I watched the documentary. That gave me more info on you, brethren, than on me.
Yeah, Jason's hard to get into character because, like...
He's normal?
Yeah. He's just like a guy. He's like a dad.
Yeah. He's got a big personality. Did you ever see that video of him when they won the Super
Recapping
Bowl?
Recapping Twilight?
Oh. No. When they won the Super Bowl, he gave a speech to his city. And it's fucking crazy.
Yes, I did.
And that's what really made him a household name in his city.
And do you know what he looked like a few years ago, like before he got famous?
He's ever changing.
He looks like a character on Game of Thrones. Like, he literally had hair, like it was huge, like, and the biggest beard you've ever seen. He's just like this big man. He looked like literally a character on Game of Thrones.
I feel like if Game of Thrones were on now and he was a fan, he'd be one of the celebs that like got a little cameo, like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Sheeran.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton.
Like, underrated cute thing they did.
So underrated and so cute. I'm glad they only like chose people who actually look like some of the characters, even though Aaron's kind of a stretch. Ed Sheeran
literally was born in the wrong generation.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Well, I guess it's
JJ Watt.
You know what's interesting? I feel like women's looks like change so much throughout history and over time because trends change, but men like are just men. I guess their hairstyles change, but like it's not like they're getting fake lips, fake lashes.
Yeah, women's like style changes are so much more drastic. Men's are really just like clothes and hair.
Like a man from today looks the same as a man from 100 years ago.
Yeah, but a woman today looks completely different.
She's got beachy waves.
Right. You think they're doing beachy waves in France?
No.
So we've got a gorgeous show today. It's Toastaween. It's the greatest time of year. And it's here. And I'm ready to dive in. Are you?
Yeah, we've got some D stories, brethren. But we're really just here to shake things up, you know? Shake up the
culture.
We're
here to shake it up Chicago.
We're the number one podcast in the world right now. Everyone wants a piece of the brethren.
Yeah, it's kind of... this costume is actually really easy for me to get into because like they're siblings who everyone's obsessed with and we're siblings who everyone's obsessed with.
And they do a podcast, a remote podcast.
Seriously. This is our first Toastaween doing remote. And honestly, couldn't have come at a better time.
It makes more sense to have done this remote than to do it together, because if you look at their show, it looks like our show, except like not as scurrily. Not as swirly.
And definitely not as twirly.
And not as surely.
You said it there,
brethren.
Oh.
Without further ado,
I think so.
Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Caraway. Hosting the season just got easier with Caraway. From roasting your first ever turkey to making pancakes for 10 at brunch, the Squareware set has you covered. Caraway's internet-famous kitchenware is a staple for any home, and it comes in a variety of modern shades that fit with any design aesthetic. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenware features a chemical-free ceramic coating, so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce chemicals will leach into your healthy ingredients. I used my Caraway last night, made literally the most delicious meal, my first meal ever made in my house. Ben loved it. Caraway, it was one pot dish, OPD. Caraway, stunning. So easy to clean, slick surface, it's made of ceramic, there's no scrubbing. It's non-toxic, so their products are made without any toxic materials. So you know that that crap isn't leaching into your delicious healthy ingredients that you just bought at the grocery store. It's also well-loved. Over 50,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchenware, so now it's time to try it for yourself. Visit carawayhome.com/thetoast to take advantage of this limited-time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/thetoast or use code THETOAST at checkout. Caraway's products are everything, whether it's their food storage solutions, their pots and pans. I love their Dutch oven, perfect for a chili on a cold winter's day. Love the pans, love everything that they offer, and their products are really well made, and they're good for you and your family. So again, that's code the toast or carawayhome.com/thetoast. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by ZBiotics. Let's face it, after a night of drinking, we don't bounce back the next day like we used to. So we have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day, and that is until we found ZBiotics. A pre-alcohol probiotic, it is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work like your liver, but in your gut where you need it most. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. So the first time I tried ZBiotics was a few weeks ago. As instructed, I drank the bottle of ZBiotics before having any alcohol, and I was really amazed at how good I felt the next day, because I'm in my wellness era and I've been really hesitant to, you know, have a drink at dinner because it ruins my whole next day. You know, like I got to hit the gym, I'm trying to get swole.
Oh yeah.
So ZBiotics is a fabulous option, and you can go to ZBiotics.com/toast to get 15% off your first order when you use code TOAST at checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using our code so you can stay prepared no matter the time or occasion. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/toast and use code TOAST at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is also brought to you by Skims. You guys already know that we are obsessed with Skims. It all started with their Fits Everybody collection, with the butteriest underwear ever, so we wanted to try more from the brand. Now, I've been seeing a lot of their cotton loungewear all over Instagram and TikTok, so we had to see what the hype was about, and let me tell you, it did not disappoint. The cutest and most flattering sets you'll find for in or out of the house. So I've been wearing Skims for now like many years. I love all their products. The cotton loungewear hits different. I love something that I can lounge around in my house, but if I have to, sorry, I have like a beard hair in my mouth. But if I have to like walk Theo in it, like I hate if I have to change clothes from my house clothes just to go outside.
Yeah.
So super appropriate for the outdoors, great for the indoors, super comfortable. And Skims is just creating the next generation of loungewear for every single person. Their cotton jersey shirts are fabulous. Their bralettes. When I get home, my bra comes off, but I'm not the type of girly who could just walk around like free balling without a bra. I love, Ben calls them my relaxation bras. They're technically called a bralette. They're from Skims. They're made of the most stretchy jersey material. It's just good for my back. It's good for my home. It's just good for everything. It is Skims' most tagged collection. It's made with a classic cotton fabric for comfortable everyday wear, and it's made from an ultra soft natural fiber. The cotton collection features elevated lounge pieces designed for comfort indoors and outside. Whoever said loungewear was only for the house hasn't tried Skims, and they're available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. So believe the hype, Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Cotton Collection, and more are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that the Toast sent you after you place your order. Select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. And if you missed the big news, Skims reinvented underwear for women, and now they're doing it for men, also available at skims.com.
Thanks, brethren. I love my Skims.
Oh, Skims for men, man? Like, actually, Jackie, you don't love Skims.
I don't. My girl said
Are
no.
you okay?
Yeah, no. I was a little bummed not to be in that ad. That was some pretty cool shots,
Should have been us, bro. Should have been us. Oh, sorry. Let me sit like a man. Should have been us, bro. Should have been us.
Well, the first story is about me. Because isn't everything
Jackie,
these days?
Me.
Me. My girl Taylor landed back in Kansas City after my big loss to the Broncos. This was a bummer, man. Taylor returned to see me in Kansas City, Missouri. Will always be confusing. Monday, after my loss against the Denver Broncos, Page Six can confirm, and so can I, because she's right here. The songstress jetted back to my side in the morning, taking off from Morristown, New Jersey, the Daily Mail reported. My girl's PJ was spotted touching down at the airport before her team packed her bags. Louis Vuitton, I bought them for her.
I saw those bags. Those were so not Taylor.
I know. I thought the same thing. I feel like she's in her
so
Travis
quiet,
era.
She's luxury, like not.
No, she's in her Travis label era.
Yeah, those bags are so Travis.
So Travis. He probably left them at her house and she was just like,
Did you
them.
Also see that article, like Selena Gomez sources say, is really worried that Taylor Swift is moving too fast?
Yeah, I saw that. She's not my favorite friend of my girls.
Oh, wow. Travis X Selena, there's drama?
There's a little beef, yeah. Yeah.
But Selena definitely didn't say that.
I don't like those naysayers.
Selena definitely didn't say that.
I feel like it's something Selena would say.
I feel like Selena doesn't like say much.
No, I you agree know? With that. Like, wherever they got this is probably false, but it's not the craziest, most far-fetching I've ever heard.
Right, because, like, they are moving kind of fast, and it has been really public and crazy, which is not something Taylor's ever done.
Right, and Taylor's been hanging out with her girly swirlies. Oh, I guess she did see Selena at the sushi place, but I feel like Selena's really not, like, her BFF of this era, and maybe that's just because she doesn't get along with Travis.
Blake is her BFF of this era.
Yeah. And Sophie.
As someone who's rewatching Gossip Girl... it's so crazy how far Blake Lively has come. Like, it's just insane. Ben was asking me last night, he's like, did this show make her famous? I'm like, yes, but she was famous. She's like probably the only one on the show who was a name before.
Yeah, from Sisterhood
because
of the
Sisterhood,
traveling
yeah.
pants. Yeah.
The traveling hammock?
It was an amazing hammock.
That movie was so good. Was that movie based on a book?
Yeah.
Love that.
Sorry, brethren. Dropped my phone. Taylor's been blowing me up. She's going to the supermarket. Ask me what I want for dinner.
What do you want? What does Taylor make you? Bro?
Beef stew.
Beef stew. Why does she need to make a beef stew when she got a beef stew? Oh, tense.
Beef stew. Yummy. Beef stew. Yummy. So anyways, yes, Taylor's back in KC. We're spending Halloween together. I'm going to Germany this weekend to play ball. Ask me why that will ever make sense, why we're playing football in Europe when they don't give a damn about the sport.
Wait, also, did you see this Dumois thing that said Taylor and Travis are planning on dressing up together for Halloween as Posh and Bex?
I didn't see Posh and Bex. I heard that they were spending Halloween together and there's a party. He talked about going to a party for Halloween on his podcast. So, like, they're probably dressing up tonight. We are dressing up tonight.
That's, like, so crazy. Like, a couple's costume. I don't think we've ever seen Taylor in a couple's costume.
Yeah. Posh and Bex would be great. Like, a little too on the nose. I feel like they might be, like, Barbie and Ken.
Jackie, if they were Posh and Bex, that would be so crazy because we literally said that last week. That, like, they are the...
Yeah, but I feel like that's, like, everybody saying that and...
Oh, are they? I thought that was, like, an original thought that we had, honestly.
Oh, maybe I feel it like it's an original thought that's like parallel to other people having the same original thought because it's so obvious.
I hate that I'm doing this in costume, but I actually needed to correct something I said yesterday. People were mad at me and they were 100% right. Like, I totally fucked up.
What did you say?
When we were talking about Matthew Perry, I just like said that he lost his battle with addiction and like there's no fucking proof of that. So I'm sorry to be like doing this in costume because it's a serious thing, but I am sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Like, we don't know.
No, we don't know. We're waiting for toxicology reports and autopsy.
And they also said, like, you were reading the TMZ. Like, there was nothing nefarious in his house.
Just prescription drugs for, like, anxiety, depression, and anxiety.
So, I'm sorry. That was not cool of me, and I won't do it again.
That's okay, Turdy Lou.
No, like, I respect the sober community, and I feel like I offended them, so I'm sorry.
Okay, forgive yourself.
It was Turdy, not Jason. Just want to, I don't want to slander the good name of the right Jason Kelce.
You couldn't if you tried, honestly. He's so
beloved. He's such a family man.
He's beloved. He's like literally the mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, he
really
is.
He's like Punxsutawney Phil. The two of them should get together and talk about who Philly loves more.
Oh my God, I took my beard off. It feels so much better.
Why don't you just take it all the way off?
Because it's like connected to my wig. Like,
you can have like a little wig adjustment moment.
No, it's fine. I'm fine right now.
Okay, cool, brother. I'm looking good.
Do I look weird?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, we all look weird.
Yeah, the thing
what's
is,
what's weird?
What is weird on Halloween?
So what's your official guess for what Taylor and I will be dressing up as?
Honestly, like, I think if Dumois has Posh and Beck's, like, it's not that. I honestly, I could not see Taylor doing something like pop culture-y or like culturally relevant, unless it's like a TV show that she loved. Like if she get dressed up as like Arya from Game of Thrones or something, because we know she used to love Game of Thrones. So I think maybe, I don't even know if we'll see it, like if it's a private party.
Yeah, but you know, some of his friends don't give a damn thirsty about her privacy.
Yeah.
I think, do you think they'll, do you think we will violate SAG-AFTRA's policies?
No, did you see Megan Fox is like beefing with SAG-AFTRA?
Yeah, like because she dressed up as Kill Bill.
Yeah, which like I don't think anybody would have cared, but she posted a picture on Instagram like added, her whole caption was at SAG-AFTRA.
Oh, she came for them.
She just like was starting stuff, and then Lisa Ann Walter, who we all know as Chessie from The Parent Trap and also the teacher in Abbott Elementary, the Italian lady, she was like responding, you know, beefing with Megan Fox. There's like SAG-AFTRA. Oh, and a lot of people pointed out yesterday, we were talking about how like Halloween felt lackluster this year in terms of celebrity costumes. A lot of people said maybe that was due to the SAG-AFTRA rules.
Maybe. I feel like on the one hand, I'm kind of here for like people messing with and pushing SAG-AFTRA's buttons because they've like gotten a little out of control. But on the other hand, I'm Team Chessie for life. So I'm conflicted.
I'm Team Fran for life, so.
Right, so it's a conflict.
So I stand with SAG.
You stand with SAG.
Because I stand with Fran.
Our costumes today are SAG-AFTRA compliant.
They are.
I think Taylor and I will be AFTRA compliant.
Oh, I feel for sure. Like I mean,
that's important to her.
Yeah, on a serious note, like she did like go out of her way to make sure her movie for the Eras Tour was completely compliant with SAG. She had an interim agreement, like, she's a SAG girly.
But I also feel like, okay, maybe it was compliant with SAG, but it also kind of undercuts SAG for her to put out a movie when they're trying to strike and like stick it to the studios.
I don't think so, because they wouldn't have approved it if that was the case.
I just feel like their approvals are willy-nilly. Willy-nilly. There, I said it.
My beard is off. I'm a new woman.
I tried to tell you, bro.
You did.
You look nice, clean cut.
Yeah, no, should Jason shave? Sound off in the comments.
No, bro, your look is too iconic.
So true, bro, so true.
My brethren.
Bro, my bro for life.
Bro for life. Me and you, baby.
For lifers. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. By the way, I feel like this year, based on what I'm seeing, it's very likely that we play each other in the Super Bowl.
I'd love to see you there at the mountaintop, my bro.
Because I'd rather see you out there shaking that thing.
I'd rather see you rocking the stage at the Super Bowl.
Where is it this year? Vegas? No, that was last year.
No, it's in Vegas, yeah.
I'd rather see you out there shaking that thing, rocking the stage at Allegiant.
Allegiant Stage, baby. Yeah, see you actually, there.
Allegiant is like one of the sickest stadiums. It's brand new. It literally looks like a club. Like no, people have like tables and shit.
This Super Bowl is going to be sick. Like if I were a player, I'd want to go to this one.
I'm going to try and go. Like that's my goal.
Oh, that's cool. I like that for you.
Yeah.
And like,
I have enough time.
I'm going to try and go like in the game.
Yeah,
get
no,
your
I'm
head
trying,
in the
like,
game, brethren.
Score a TD. Yeah, you know, that's what
has Jason
touchdown.
Kelce ever scored a touchdown? I know he's
yes.
But he's a tackler. But yeah, you know, but if like, they were playing against a terrible team, they could like run the annexation in Puerto Rico.
No, sometimes,
sometimes crazy
has
things
Jason
happen.
Kelce ever scored a touchdown? No. Since 2011, no.
He's not meant to score touchdowns in his position?
No, no, no. I think he's only on the field for defense, but like he could do an interception or something.
I think he's an offensive tackle, but still, yeah. Yeah, he could do an interception and run it all the way.
What is his job?
Offensive tackle.
Do you know how many Travis has?
Touchdowns in my career, baby?
Yeah.
100?
76.
Got to get to 100.
What position am I?
I keep telling you, offensive tackle.
That doesn't sound like a real position.
OT.
Position. Center. I'm a center.
Center what?
I'm a center.
You are centered. You're very centered.
Yeah, I'm a center. I'm so glad we got that straightened out. I kind of forgot, you know, I'm so busy with my kids.
On the offense or on the defense?
Offense.
Love that for you, brethren.
Because, you know, one thing about me, I'm going to protect my people.
One thing about me.
I'm a family man.
One thing about me, I got a tight end.
That's for damn sure. It goes cheek, crack, hole.
Cheek, crack, hole.
Say what?
Cheek, crack, hole.
Say what?
Cheek, crack, hole.
Hey, ho.
Cheek, crack, hole.
Hey, hey.
Cheek, crack.
That's like kind of, honestly, I like being alone too much to dance with your heart. But I get lonely when I'm alone in the dark. That's obviously the number one hit. But cheek, crack, hole, like there's something there. If it goes like, can I get a cheek, crack, hole? Mm. Let me get a cheek, crack, hole. Because it's like the K's, it really is cheek, crack, hole. So, what? Like we could go like a hip hop route if we wanted to.
I love that. We could put Taylor on it. She'll do her thing.
She'll come in and she'll be like, can I get a cheek, crack, hole? Cheek, crack, hole.
Love it, brethren.
Love it, bro. But are we still in the first story?
Yeah.
I'm dying.
So anyways, TBD, you guys will see tomorrow what my girl and I were for Halloween. Happy Halloween,
maybe we'll see
y'all.
It tonight.
Or maybe you'll see it tonight. Depends what time my friends upload.
My friends. And by my friends, I mean me.
Our next story, some more lovers news. You're my.
Oh,
lover.
Actually, never mind.
Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum are engaged after two years of dating, sources say. Multiple sources tell People exclusively the couple, who were first linked in 2021, are recently engaged. Over the weekend, they were seen leading a Halloween party and showing off her new engagement ring in snaps. I love to see a couple of lovers doing their thing, rocking the stage.
I do love to see a couple of lovers rocking the stage. I love these two. Yeah. I think they're so cute. And honestly, when he was dating Jessie J, I was obsessed with them. And when they broke up, like, it was hard. But the fact that both of them, like, ended up so happy, like, she has a baby. We know that's all she's ever wanted. He's now engaged to a girl who's best friends with Taylor Swift. You'll probably be at this wedding.
Oh, for sure, brethren. I would love to be rocking the stage at the wedding.
No, I'm obsessed with these two. I think they're really cute. Like, what an unlikely duo. I just never would have thought that, like, these two even knew each other. Like, Channing Tatum is in a really weird place in his career where, like, he was, like, very close to being a has-been.
Yeah, but he's also just, like, pretty commercial, mainstream, obvious.
He's also just, like, affable. Like, I think people like him.
Yeah, and she's very cool.
She's got, like, the star, like, she's the cool one in the relationship.
Yeah, but opposites attract, my brethren.
Opposite to try. I mean, look at me and Kai.
Yeah, look at you and you Kai.
Know, we met on Tinder.
I didn't know that.
And it was, you know, I wasn't really looking for much. But Kai, man, she just came in and rocked my world at Arrowhead.
She rocked your world like I rocked the stage.
So true. Bro, I mean, come on, bro. When are you going to settle down?
I mean, I'm trying. I'm looking for a breeder.
A what?
A breeder. That's what he said a few months ago.
Ew.
A woman to have his babies.
Oh my God, that's literally like a disgusting way of saying it.
Is it?
A breeder, like a dog?
It's just a technical term.
Bro, Kai would never let me say that. Never.
Kai's got no chill.
You, honestly, you need to go rock the stage at Arrowhead. Like, you need to take a walk, bro.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know what we would be saying on this episode if Travis didn't do that incredibly cringy interview where he said, you know, I saw her rock the stage at Arrowhead. Now she, I'm going to invite her. Come on. Come on, see me rock the stage at Arrowhead.
The thing is, it's not that. It's just that it's the only interview we've ever seen of his. If we watched more, we would have more to say. But I personally don't need more to say.
No, because you're ready to rock the stage at Arrowhead.
Because it all comes back to rocking the stage at Arrowhead.
So true, bro. So true.
Anyways, happy for Channing and Zoe.
Me too, actually. They're really a nice couple, and I love that they're friends with Taylor Swift. So
I'm glad they're going the distance. This is a real deal.
Yeah.
Just like me and Tay, and you and Kai.
I mean, me and Kai, bro, that's my bitch right there, you know?
You don't think that's disrespectful?
But she knows. I say, Kai, you're my bitch.
Yeah. Taylor would never go for that.
Oh, we know that. We know.
Different strokes for different folks, man. Who gonna rock this stage?
The thing is, and I'm so glad you brought that up. All that matters in this life is rocking the stage at Arrowhead.
Period.
End of discussion.
All right, ready for our next story?
Yeah, bro.
Speaking of babies, Travis Barker reveals his and Kourtney Kardashian's baby boy's name and due date after dropping hints.
Name.
So fans had speculated that the name was Rocky after their baby shower. And he confirmed that is the name.
Okay, this is like so regular.
Yeah, so regular. He said he's going to come out of my wife's vagina like doing front kicks and push-ups. He joked. He also spilled that the due date is either Halloween or like the first week of November. So literally any day now, if not already. And the name, it will be Rocky 13.
Okay, can we go back to the wife's vagina thing?
Yeah, that was like him making a joke, but it's just a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rocky George played guitar for Suicidal Tendencies, he said, and 13 is just the greatest number of all time, he said. And Rocky,
it's giving Taylor Swift.
And Rocky is the greatest boxing movie of all time.
I just want to say, I actually really like the name Rocky, and I'm sure they're telling people just because like it was leaked by accident on Instagram, so like whatever. I don't think Kourtney cares that much about like a big reveal, kind of like Kylie. Mm-hmm. Maybe they wouldn't have told everyone before the baby was born, just in case. I mean, if they didn't spill it, the beans by accident on Instagram stories, but like this is cute and regular of them. I don't love the whole vagina thing.
Yeah, but I like the name. I like the lack of hype. And
I like the name too, actually. I think Rocky's really cute.
I think it's really cute. A number and a name's very Elon.
Very XA 12, 11, 13.
And she's due any day now. So sending her well wishes. I'm excited for her.
Me too. I'm excited for her too. This is like a really lovely simcha. And these are just nice people who really wanted a baby and they got one.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And you love to see that. And I feel like next thing you know, we're going to see him rocking the stage at Arrowhead.
Very well could. I'll be there. You know I will.
We would be very receptive.
If he rocked the stage at Arrowhead.
And if anybody could.
Yeah. He's a rocker.
He's a rocker.
Are you ready for our next story?
No.
I didn't think you were, brethren. You've got a job to do.
Is it our next story that's brought to you by Saks.com?
Yes. Look at us. A couple of fashion icons. Where else would we shop?
We're Saxonistas. Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by Saks.com. We are always doing our best when it comes to looking fabulous on the podcast. Sometimes our pajama uniforms and sweatshirts do need a little bit of an upgrade. And that's why we love shopping at Saks.com, from everything from podcast looks to GNO outfits and more. People don't realize how hard it is to like get on this platform every day that's massive and look stylish every single day. Try not to repeat outfits. And that's why it's so important to build like a really good wardrobe full of staple items. Saks is the best place for that, whatever you're shopping for. So whether you're going on vacation, you need work stuff, it's really easy to find whatever you need. They make it really easy to shop at Saks.com. The website has like amazing filters for like vacations, like during, they have seasonal ones, like if there's festivals going on, things like that. So they just make it really easy to find what you need. And they have so much stuff and they really do a good job of like finding fabulous, cool, new chic brands before everybody else does. So you can have like, you know, a moment and then everybody else starts wearing this designer and then you're like, oh my God, like how did you know? And it's because I shop at Saks.com. That's why. Saks.com is super fun and easy to shop on. Whether you're looking for a cozy vibe, a more elevated look, they've got it all at Saks.com. At Saks.com, you can even shop by your star sign or your situation. Like, you can find the perfect revenge dress, and you can find it from brands like Christopher Esber, Cult Gaia, and more. So discover new ways to shop for everything every day at Saks.com. That's S-A-K-S.com. Obviously excluding today, we are Saksonistas every single day. That's S-A-K-S.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? I don't know, like sometimes you can't fall asleep because all of the things that are going wrong in your life are just like waiting for you to start thinking about right before you go to bed, whether it's anxiety, things going on in your life. Like, you know what you should do for your life. You know what's good for you, but you just can't seem to do it. Well, therapy helps you figure out a way, figure out what's holding you back. So if you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy or you don't know where to start, why don't you give BetterHelp a try? BetterHelp is done entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I think that's one of the best parts about BetterHelp. There's a lot of parts of therapy that are just like awkward social human interactions. Like, you know, it's very common that you start working with a therapist and it's just not a good match. There's nothing wrong with this person. It's just not a personal match. That can happen like two or three times before you settle on the right one. And with BetterHelp, because it's done entirely online, it's just so easy and not awkward to switch. They will help you switch immediately. And then you can talk to the therapist in whatever sort of way you're comfortable with. So you can do phone calls, video calls, text, whatever medium makes you feel the most comfortable. So if you want to make your brain your friend, do so with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/toast today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/toast to get 10% off your first month of therapy with BetterHelp. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/toast.
Thanks, brethren. You always do the best job.
You're welcome, bro.
We love our sponsors here.
We love our sponsors here. Shout out to the Toasty Heights sponsors. We love you. We respect you. And we can't wait for our continued partnership.
Our next story. Adele gets emotional at a concert after seeing the doctor who delivered her son. She said, "I'm desperate for another." So on Saturday, as she was performing When We Were Young during her Weekends with Adele residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, she stopped mid-song to greet the doctor who delivered her son back in 2012.
I saw this on TikTok.
She said, "Oh my God, Colin. Oh my God, this is the doctor that gave birth to my baby. I haven't seen you in years." She went and gave him a hug and said, "Sorry." She was a little emotional. Elsewhere during the show, she opened up about her hopes to add another little one to her life.
Oh.
She said, "I'm desperate for another baby, Colin. Bloody hell." She had said back August that, "I really want to be a mom again soon. I've actually been writing lists. So every time I see a name that I like, I write it down on my phone."
Yeah, I feel like when Adele's residency first started, there was like so much news about like people coming and who she, because she does that thing where she walks around during When We Were Young and she like says hi to people, fans, friends. I saw Hillary Clinton was there, and that like kind of slowed down, but now it's coming back. And this is so cute. Like,
I feel like
Adele does this part of her show, When We Were Young, just to remind everyone, like, she's a nice person. Like, because every time she does a show, there's a story about it. Like, young fan via FaceTime. Like,
it's like the viral, something. The viral moment.
Yeah.
Well, I don't typically fall for it, but this is really cute. Like, imagine.
No, it's so sweet. Dr. Fox coming to see you.
It's Dr.
You
know, Fox.
Rock the stage at Arrowhead.
Rock the stage at the Coliseum.
Right.
Oh my God, that would really be cute. So emotional. You're singing When We Were Young and she wants another baby. Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to say, I don't know how Adele like doesn't cry at every show, but I'm pretty sure she does.
Yeah. That's like part of the show.
Yeah. No. And as someone who saw the show, I could tell you, literally, I was sobbing. It's so good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, brethren, that you got to see
that. Yeah, bro. Bro, what does your girl Taylor think of Adele?
I was just wondering the same. I've never asked her. She's never come up.
Neither one of them have ever really like acknowledged each other. I feel like Adele's always acknowledging Beyonce.
Yeah, and so is Taylor and vice versa.
Yeah, Beyonce's just kind of like the bridge for all the pop stars.
And like Adele and her don't really have mutual friends.
No. And it's, I don't know. I feel like in interviews, like Adele is the type of person people always get asked about, and so is Taylor Swift, but neither one of them have been asked about each other.
Yeah. There's beef.
By the way, but I feel like they have mutual friends. Am I making something up? No, they have mutual friends.
Ew.
Emma Stone.
Okay.
Emma Stone. Remember when Adele went out with Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence in New York and it was like the coolest like group of people have never existed?
Yeah.
And Emma Stone is so tight with Taylor.
Okay. So one.
And Jennifer Lawrence was at the Eras tour, so I assume they're friends.
Friendly.
Friendly.
Friendly. No one's closer with her than me, bro. We're like this.
Who are you closer with, bro? Me or Taylor?
Oh, you're my brethren from day one.
Bros for life.
Bros for life, bro.
Let me tell you, I borrowed this jacket from Becky from the Redheads because I didn't own any Eagles jersey. And I'm rifling through her pockets like an animal. You want to know what's in here?
I guess so.
A receipt from Jeffrey's grocery store? I don't even know where that is. Maybe it's Waverly Place.
Maybe it's in Philly.
She spent $57. And some matches from Emmett's. Oh, Emmett's on Grove. I actually just ate here. It's pretty good.
Cool.
I'll leave it in there when I return the jacket.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. Because I'd rather see you out there rocking the stage at Arrowhead.
Wouldn't we all?
I'm really conflating those two lines. I'd rather see you out there shaking that thing and come see me rock the stage at Arrowhead.
It's the same energy.
It's the same. It's giving Kevin G.
He is Killa Trav, Kevin G.
Killa Trav is Kevin G.
100%. Let's do our fifth and final story so that you can get back to training for weekend.
Now that, let me put my beard back on for the fifth and final story.
I got to get back to my girl. We've only got a few days before I'm headed off to Frankfurt. Okay. She's going to South America. It's hard times, bro. But we'll make it through.
I'm ready.
Bridgerton actress suffered two psychotic breaks from that show, she said, calling out Netflix and Shondaland for not providing support. She said she was deteriorating while filming. So Bridgerton actress Ruby Barker called out Netflix and Shondaland for failing to support her during two psychotic breaks that occurred in the wake of the romance series blockbuster success. Barker was a series regular. She played Marina, the Featherington cousin, whose scandalous pregnancy made her a social pariah in Regency-era London. She said her first psychotic break happened in 2019 after she got production on Bridgerton season one. A second one occurred in 2022, but she said she got no support from Netflix. So she was on a podcast recently and said, not a single person from Netflix, not a single person from Shondaland, since I have had two psychotic breaks from that show, have even contacted me or emailed me to ask if I'm okay or if I would benefit from any sort of aftercare or support. She said her mental health started declining during the filming of Bridgerton. She claimed her character's isolated nature negatively impacted her. Quote, during filming, I was deteriorating. It was a really tormenting place for me because my character was very alienated, very ostracized on her own under these horrible circumstances. When I went into hospital a week after shooting Bridgerton season one, it was really covered up and kept on the down low because the show was going to be coming out. In the run up to the show coming out, I was just coming out from the hospital. My Instagram following was going up. I had all these engagements to do. My life was changing drastically overnight, and yet there was still no support, and there still hasn't been any support all that time. So I was really trying really, really hard to act like it was okay and I could work and that it wasn't a problem.
So did she have the break after?
After season one came out and then like during season two.
And so she's, where was she giving this interview?
On a podcast called Loaf.
And I'm assuming she is not returning for the next season.
Well, I guess it would matter, like it would depend on where her character was at. I feel like they kind of closed the book on Marina.
Yeah, her character actually ended up like happy.
Yeah, and she only,
which was insane,
was in like that one episode where Colin came to see her to kind of like get closure.
And she like had a baby and she was actually really happy. Her husband like didn't bother her and she lived in a big house and she could have had such a worse life because she got pregnant.
Right. Like it was the best of all outcomes. I guess
her story is over.
It doesn't make sense for her character to have to be in season three, and it clearly doesn't make sense for this actress to rejoin.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like she wouldn't be talking publicly negatively about Netflix if she was, you know, waiting on them for a paycheck.
That's true.
So I'm assuming she's done.
Yeah, I guess we can say that would connote she's done.
I mean, I just think this is like, Hollywood isn't good for mental health. What? Like, we, you know, they're not like a super caring industry.
You know,
it's like a cutthroat,
usurious, brutal industry.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So it's important to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for her. Like, that's really like a psychotic break. That's not like, you know.
That's no small thing.
That's no small thing. Like, you have to get like in a hospital. Like, that's serious.
Yeah. And to have two of
them. And the fact
that
nobody reached out to her, like, I'm shocked.
Right.
Like, Hollywood's disgusting. Like, what are we?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a different industry, a different.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Honestly, the fact that she's speaking out against Netflix, that like puts a stain on your sort of reputation. People aren't going to want to work with. So maybe she doesn't give a fuck anymore, you know?
Yeah. Same for Shondaland too. Like.
Yeah. Shondaland is like big and beloved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and also it just is like, oh, you're going to like talk negatively about us. Bite the hand that feeds you sort of thing. Like who would want to
employ someone hate each other
again, like even a different place. So I'm sure she's done, which sounds like it's for the best.
Yeah. When is Bridgerton coming back? Cause it's her time, right?
I feel like it's almost time for, who's that wench? Penelope.
Nicola. Her name is Nicola in real life. Penelope. Yeah. And, but this would probably be a good season cause spoiler alert, right?
What's this?
She's.
Oh, spoiler alert. If you didn't watch Bridgerton yet, just mute for a second. She's Lady Whistledown. Right. But we already knew that.
Yeah, but the ton is going to find out because it's like about her.
That's true. And her friend knows, Eloise or whatever.
Eloise. She's so fucking self-righteous. I hate that bitch.
No.
She's my least favorite character.
Eloise greater than Penelope for me right now.
No, towards the end of the last season, yeah, Penelope fucked up. But like, she's a sweet girl and she's like kind of pathetic.
No, she's kind of an arse.
An arse.
Yeah, she's kind of an arse, and she's got let the power go to her head.
By the way, breaking news: Travis calls Penelope from Bridgerton a positively an arse.
Positive arse.
Arse. This is such a good insult.
It is. Taylor and I were watching Bridgerton. She said the same.
Taylor definitely loves Bridgerton.
I know, but it's kind of Kim's thing.
I know.
Taylor definitely loves Bridgerton, but I feel like if she did, she would like make it her personality. So maybe she never saw it.
But Taylor doesn't like make stuff her personality.
No, but like she incorporates things that she loves, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but we find out like years later.
And she becomes friends with people. Like,
yes.
She's
yes.
not friends with Phoebe Denver. She should be friends yeah. with Phoebe Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, she should.
Something's amiss.
She, like, she has a lot of friends. Like, who needs more?
She always, my girl always wants more friends. She's hanging out with Brittany, Jackson, the gang.
Wow, I can't believe we made it through this whole episode without talking about Jackson Mahomes.
I mean, listen, that's Pat's little beau. Mad love.
Pat, that's Pat's little beau.
That's family to me, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
Not okay. like you. Not like you and my nieces, but that's family, bro. Pat, me, can't come between us.
Bro, I cannot wait to see you for the holidays. Like, family back together, mom's home cooking, you know. Is Taylor coming?
So Taylor's on tour, but we're trying to make something work.
Mm. Well, you know, you're always welcome at me and Ka's place.
Casa Kelsey.
Casa de Kylie Kelsey.
Well, bro, you know I love you. I love working with you. I love doing the show. Good luck this weekend. Bye.
You too. Can't wait to see you rock the stage at Arrowhead.
I'll be
Can't
in fucking Frankfurt, I told you. Oh. I'll be rocking the stage in fucking Frankfurt.
Oh my God. Should we rock the stage at fucking Frankfurt?
Like, why, bro? Why can't no. I be rocking the stage at Arrowhead? Why do I have to go to Germany?
Let me be honest. Like, I'm so relieved that that ain't me, bro.
Not this weekend, but you know that NFL, they're going to make you go to fucking Frankfurt.
I hope everybody enjoyed Toastoween 2023. Honestly, nailed it.
Crushed it. Mic drop.
We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow back for a normal episode where we'll look so much more beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to the New Heights, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, bro, subscribe, bro. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, the Toast. I don't know where the accent is going. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented.
And tell them how we rock the stage.
Tell them how we rock the stage at Arrowhead. Love you guys. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.